There's an old expression, better the devil you know than the devil you don't, meaning best to go with someone you are familiar with than risk the unknown. Robert Sadloff, executive director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, applies this phrase to the political situation in Syria, and he joins us now on the line. Mr. Sadloff, let's start by talking about the so-called devil we know, the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
This is a regime that has been in power now for 40 years. First, the father of the current president, Hafez al-Assad, and now the son has been in power for a decade. It's a devil in that the Syrians are antagonists against almost every American policy in the Middle East. They contribute to the killing of American soldiers in Iraq. They support terrorism against Americans, Israelis, and others. They proliferate nuclear weapons, chemical and other weapons. Human rights is appalling. They occupied Lebanon for decades. There's almost no American policy which the Syrians have not flouted. So we know them. We know their limits. We know how bad they can be. But we know them. And that makes them the devil that we know and can contain and can deal with.
What about the so-called devil we don't know?
Well, this is the question of what comes after Assad. We don't know in a country as closed, as authoritarian, as despotic as Syria, we don't know what a successor might look like, whether a successor as a person, successor as a regime. Will this open the floodgates for Islamic extremists to take over Syria? They were the last major opposition to Syria more than nearly 30 years ago, and the father of the current president killed about 20,000 people and leveled a city in central Syria, the city of Hama, in order to suppress that revolt. Or is the successor regime going to be democratic, representative of the mosaic of peoples of Syria? Syria is a small empire. It includes Sunni Arabs, Alawites, Kurds, Christians. It's quite a mosaic of ethnicities and religions. Will the future Syria be extremist, radical, or focused on repairing the country from the inside? We don't know, and that's what makes the unknown is always so scary in the Middle East.
Well, what direction do you think the international community should go concerning Syria?
Well, for me, I come down quite squarely on the side of taking the risk with the devil we don't know, because we have to appreciate the strategic opportunity that we have in Syria. The great game in the Middle East is the contest between Iran's quest for regional influence and America's support for its allies and friends. Iran has been expanding in many different ways. It threatens our interests with its nuclear program, with its efforts to undermine moderate states throughout the region. And Iran has an alliance, the longest-standing alliance among regional states is between the Ayatollahs of Iran and the leaders of Syria. It runs from Tehran through Damascus to Beirut, down to Hamas in Gaza. And the opportunity to sever this chain, to cut the link by triggering change in Syria, is huge. It would be a massive blow to Iran. It would be a huge victory for America and its partners to cut this chain and remove Syria from this alliance. So I think when I balance the risks and the opportunities, I think this strategic opportunity is so overwhelming that it's worth whatever risks there are.
Thank you, Mr. Sadloff. We've been speaking with Robert Sadloff, Executive Director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.